Welcome to Green and Red, Scrappy Politics for Scrappy People, a regular podcast on radical, environmental and anti-capitalist politics, brought to you by Bob Bazanko and Scott Parkin.
Welcome to the silky smooth sounds of the Green and Red podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Parkin, in Berkeley, California. Bob is off on assignment, but we are going to talk about a movement that is going viral. I guess you could say it's around the country and around the world. We're going to be talking about Tesla and the Tesla takedown. And so joining us for this is Valerie, who's an organizer with a group called the Troublemakers in the Seattle area. Valerie, welcome to the Green and Red podcast.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Good to have you here. So just a little bit of background. As most people know, because random people just come up and say this to me on the street at this point, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, has become a special advisor to Donald Trump and has launched the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, and has begun a corporate takeover, like hostile corporate takeover style operation on the federal government and the civil service. Social movements are outraged, at first didn't know what to do, and now have begun to move in a whole bunch of different areas, including targeting Musk's businesses. And just in the last week, we've seen a sharp decline in Tesla's stock value. Tesla just released a report saying that they had an abysmal car sales quarter. And then we've also been seeing an uptick in vandalism being posted on social media against Tesla's. Tesla Cybertruck in particular seems to be a target at Tesla dealerships. And now we're seeing this uptick in protests outside of Tesla dealerships around the country and around the world. So Val is here to talk to us a little bit about some of what's going on. Val, maybe we could start off with a little bit of, can you just actually tell us what Tesla takedown is? It's Tesla takedown.
Tesla takedown. Yeah, there's a website called teslatakedown.com, which is a website you can go to, get some background on the campaign. And it essentially is a map where anybody in the world can put an action up for targeting Tesla. And so I've been involved in that campaign, and in particular, planning actions in the Seattle area targeting Tesla.
And Tesla takedown, there's a spirit out there, which had already, as we saw with Luigi Mangione, there's a spirit which is very anti-corporate, very anti-billionaire, very anti sort of elite. And Tesla takedown is also tapping into some of that spirit as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would say it's just what I've noticed being involved in organizing in the Seattle area for some time, especially after the election and the inauguration. People were like, what do we do? We don't want to just waste our energy protesting for the sake of protesting. And especially in Seattle, and I would say on the West Coast, I'm sure it's true of many places, we're really far from the center of power in government. And I think as it became clear that Elon Musk was taking on this outsized role at the federal level, totally, I would say, criminal role nationally, we're like, oh, wait, like we can target Elon here because his company, the source of the majority of his wealth, has numerous locations in the Seattle area and ultimately money talks. And we've planned, whether it was troublemakers or partners that we've been working with over the last few weeks, have planned multiple actions at Tesla's. And then we have a day of action on Saturday coming up with 5 actions happening in the greater Seattle area.
And looking at the Tesla takedown website, and you look at events, there's just dozens of actions planned just even over the next few days through the weekend, targeting in places like Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Boston, and the Bay Area, and lots of other places. How widespread are y'all seeing this?
It's global. It's gone out to, I saw an action get posted in Portugal, for example. It's also in all corners of the country, not just the more liberal cities that you've mentioned. I saw a number of actions posted in Tempe, Arizona, and Omaha. This really is, from what I can tell, with 75 actions on the map for starting tomorrow and future dates, it's really growing exponentially. And it gives people all over the country, all over the world, a place to target some of their energy of like, what can we do about this corporate takeover of the United States, pillaging of resources and people's, frankly, their ability, their well-being that Musk and Trump are overseeing. And it gives us an outlet for that energy.
I think I saw somewhere today that Tesla has already had like a 25% loss in value, which I'll attribute at least partially to Tesla takedown.
Yeah. Anything goes. I think the brand really has been tarnished regardless. I think one of the things we see here in Seattle is I read like Seattle has like the highest rate of Teslas per capita of all the cities in the country, which is not surprising to me. I think I've been campaigning, climate campaigner, environmental justice campaigner for years. And we've been supporting the build out of electric vehicle infrastructure and encouraging people who have the resources to buy EVs. And we've seen a lot of the tech people buy EVs here and people with wealth buy EVs. And now it's, if you see Teslas more and more, you see the Teslas and people put stickers on the bumpers that are like, I bought this before I knew Elon was a Nazi. So there's a lot of tarnishing of the brand that's happening. And I think whether it's a small way, like you own a Tesla and you stick the sticker up and you're just like, F you. Or you go out to a protest or you dump your stock or you sell your Tesla. There were some people here at our last rally who got on the megaphone. They were like, I sold my Tesla. I do not want to be associated with this company. It's like, if you can do that, great.
I assume that if you can afford to buy a Tesla, then you can afford to sell a Tesla and buy something else. And actually what you're saying about those Tesla stickers, like probably every third car I see here in Berkeley is a Tesla as well. And the factory actually is not too, one of the factories is not too far from here either in the South Bay. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of Teslas on the road in the Bay Area as well. Mm-hmm. One other question, because we've been seeing there's street theater happening actions in the Bay Area. This is just like me, like anecdotal with my friends. People are actually outside the Berkeley Tesla showroom actually pretty regularly. What kind of actions are you organizing in Seattle, Pacific Northwest? What is the flavor? What is the flavor? Mm-hmm.
It really depends on the action. I'm not necessarily at liberty to discuss what's going to happen in coming weeks. I think we're still trying to figure it out and we're working with partners. Troublemakers is a direct action oriented group. Just to speak a little bit about Troublemakers, we started, please. I like to describe it as like a social club for people that do actions. And I think especially now people are wanting community. They want to connect with other people with shared values to meet each other for like our own personal resilience and just like, how are we going to survive the coming years to support others in the community, to just have people to commiserate with. And knowing that like when we're called to action, especially direct action, it's much more likely we're going to take action if we know who we're taking the action with. We're going to feel safer and so on. So we've been building and growing Troublemakers. And we did last weekend, a group of us performed a theater skit inside of the Tesla showroom at the University Village in Seattle. Went in about 20 of us at the beginning before security like locked down the doors and refused to let anybody in. We managed to get in. We shot a short skit of a couple wanting to buy a Tesla and a salesperson selling them on why to buy a Tesla, as in why not to buy a Tesla. And we did that and held some space and then left. So that's one of the types of actions we've done. And then last week's action was really interesting because we planned an action and then Indivisible also planned an action like an hour later. So there's a little bit of like coordinating actions that's happening. It's like multiple people are planning actions at the same target at the same time, same day. So we're just trying to, we're becoming much better coordinated now. And there were like 300 people at the University Village last weekend. It was incredible. And a lot of people, it was their first time going to a protest.
The one they had in San Francisco on President's Day, they had like hundreds of people. I heard one estimate, which was like 1,000 people. I'm not quite sure if it was that big. There was also a big on my present day march also in the area, so it could have been a spillover from that. But there's definitely a lot of outrage happening all over the country right now about this and how the official opposition, which actually in my opinion isn't really opposition, the Democrats or the media, are just completely capitulating and giving in. So people in the streets is what's really kind of mixed up here.
And it feels like it's snowballing. And I'm seeing it get into more mainstream spaces that I'm in. Like my local next door people were talking about the protests and like predominantly positively, which is not what I expect. So, like people are really wanting to express their outrage in some way. And I think Tesla is just a great target for that right now.
Yeah, exactly. That is the last of my questions. Do you want to actually just share where people can find out about Tesla Takedown? We'll put it in the show notes too, but just say it on air.
For sure. If you go to teslatakedown.com, you can search for an upcoming action on the map that's linked off that website, but you can also host your own action. So the site allows you to just, if you're like, want to get together with a few friends or your organizing group, community, just put up an action on the map. You'll get access to a toolkit with social media posts and other supports to help you take action. And you'll be able to collect signups and message people who sign up for the action so you can do more actions with them.
Nice. So folks, definitely don't just listen to a podcast or yell at the internet. Go out and get involved and sign up to go to an action or even organize an action. And Valerie, I appreciate you coming on and talking to us briefly about this today. Folks, we've been talking with Valerie, an organizer in Seattle with the Troublemakers. You can also do a Google search on the Troublemakers and actually find out about them. And if you like what you're hearing, definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to us on the audio platforms, give us a rate and review. And if you really like us, go to greenandredpodcast.org, hit that support button, or become a patron at patreon.com/greenandredpodcast. And until then, I say this at the end of every show, but it really makes sense to say, go out and make trouble and misbehave, and we'll talk to you all again real soon.
Make trouble.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Talk to you later.
All right. Later. Bye.
Bye.
Trouble for me. Trouble.